Will you join me in a moment of prayer? Heavenly Father, on the day of Pentecost, all your disciples were gathered in one place. So we gather in this place. Holy Spirit, come. Make us one in this place and in every place as we await your Son to be glorified. Amen. I think it was the summer of 94, maybe 95. It was a hot summer. Hot in terms of how hot the Kansas plains can be. I realize I'm talking to a South Texas crowd that may scoff as we walk outside and experience not just heat, but humidity. On this day especially. But it was the summertime, and I just remember it being very, very hot. And the land was parched, and the farming communities that we lived among in Kansas were complaining about the lack of rain. There seemed to be no water. And I remember waking up one morning to a ring on our doorbell. It was my friend who lived just down the street. You see, back in those days, confirmands, we had to actually walk to our friends' houses to see if they wanted to do something. We couldn't send text messages or use our cell phones to send Snapchats. We had to actually get up and walk. And so my friend rang the doorbell. I answered it and expected the usual, hey, do you want to come out and play? And instead of that, I received something to the effect of, you're not going to believe what's happened. I said, okay, what's going on? And he told me, the drainage ditch, it's full. Water is in it. Do you want to come out and play? Can you get your swimsuit? And so I thought, where could this water have been coming from? We haven't had rain in I don't know how long, which was for me was a really good thing, because rain meant that I wouldn't go outside and play. But I couldn't understand where this water had come from, and I may be a little fuzzy on the details, but I think that the story we heard that was that they were draining a well somewhere, and so water was flowing down this drainage ditch that ran through our neighborhood in the backyards. And so at that time, I didn't really care where the water was coming from. I just knew there was water, and I wondered, where did I leave my swimsuit? So I ran outside and we played. And we played and we played and we played. And we went upstream, as it would be, and found a little a bridge where the water passed under in this drainage ditch and the road passed over it. And we pulled some railroad ties and constructed a sort of dam to get the water to build up so that we can have more water, not just ankle deep, but this might be even knee deep. You see, for us, none of us had a pool. We didn't have hot tubs. And if we did, we wouldn't be in it anyway because it was too hot. But it was this odd and special week of our summer where the water flowed and flowed and flowed, and it was cool and it was clean and it was fun. We played every day that week, and for as long as the water flowed, we returned to the same spot, made a dam to store up that water, because we knew it wasn't going to last. After all, we'd never seen anything like this before. In all of our 12-year-old or 10-year-old or however old fifth graders are, wisdom. And eventually, the water ran dry, and we resumed our ho-hum, run-of-the-mill, playing baseball with three people kind of days. In today's text, Jesus describes rivers of living water flowing from the hearts of those who would profess their belief. In chapter 4 of John's Gospel, Jesus describes a similar thing to the Samaritan woman at the well, claiming that "I have living water, that if you drink it, you will never thirst again." The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of living water, gushing up to eternal life. Anyone who believes, I will give them this water. These are the words that Christ gives us this day. I want to invite you to look on the front cover of your worship guide, your bulletin this morning. There's a picture there that I want you to look at. It's of a young boy falling in or jumping into water. It captures what I believe this day is about for our confirmands. Today, we confirm 12 young people in our church and into our belief. They profess their belief. They have been on a journey, a quest, praying, studying, thinking, serving, reading, and worshiping together. In one place. Today they come to claim what it is that they believe and to receive this living water. They come to become streams of living water, gushing up. That summer, the well, as it would be, ran dry, and so did the drainage ditch. But this water, your baptismal water, that maybe you don't actually remember the day, but it happened, and we were there. That water does not run dry. It is there for you to play in as much as you want. For the rest of your life, wake up each morning. You're not going to believe what just happened. Amen. At this time, I would like to invite our confirmands forward. Those who will be confirmed at this service, and their families, as well as their sponsors, or their mentors, or guides, as we call them. I would like to invite them forward as they approach this well. Yes, you can start walking. Maggie, Emily, Hank, and Andrew, please come forward, and will your families and your guides join you as well?